Chablis is shaped and defined by its geography and soils. It's situated roughly halfway between Paris and Beaune, and just a few kilometers to the east of the ancient city of Auxerre. It is often quite cool here, and killer frosts are common in the spring. In fact, from the standpoint of climate, the region has more in common with Champagne than Burgundy proper. The vineyards are perhaps most easily thought of as residing on one side or the other of the river Serenne that cuts the village of Chablis itself in two. In this regard, Chablis is somewhat like Bordeaux in the sense that the vineyards are routinely referred to as right bank or left bank. By convention, the directional point of reference for determining right from left is due north. Thus, the Grand Crus are found on the right bank, whereas the Premier Crus are located on both sides. Broadly speaking, there are two main soil types in Chablis, Kimmeridgian and Portlandian. Even though these two soil types are distributed about equally in Chablis, all of the best vineyards are situated on Kimmeridgian soil, which is named after the little village of Kimmeridge on the south coast of England. The soils were formed in the Triassic period from the deposits of, and here I'm channeling my inner Carl Sagan, trillions upon trillions of shellfish, mostly tiny oysters and a binding layer of clay and silt. It is this particular type of relatively soft limestone, which is generally gray in color, rather porous and drains well, that gives Chablis its highly distinctive flavors and character. By contrast, Portlandian limestone soils, which also take their name from an English village called Portland, are harder and browner. They possess less clay and chalk and are generally thinner, with different percentages of certain types of minerals. Not surprisingly, the wines they produce are also quite different. The inherent soil differences are interesting so far as they go, but it's more interesting to talk about the wines, which to my mind are unique. Chardonnay is grown everywhere in the world, and some of it is banal, or if not banal, then certainly not unique or inimitable. By contrast, Chablis at its best is the most distinctive dry white wine in the world, and there is simply nothing else quite like it. Its color is a pale gold, often with slight traces of light green hues. A classic Chablis exhibits an expressive nose that is marvelously transparent, magnificently pure and perfumed. There is almost always a really lovely intensity to the lilting, medium-weight, crisp, and often mildly austere flavors that possess laser-like delineation, all framed by racy acidity and a pungent minerality on the long and bone-dry finish that typically has a saline character. I often say that a good Chablis tastes like you're rolling small stones around in your mouth. Flinty, steely, stony, iodine, tidal pool, seaweed, shellfish, and bracing are descriptors I personally like to use to describe the wines of Chablis. Moreover, at their best, these magical wines are so distinctive that it's almost impossible to mistake them for anything else.